Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with game four of the Eastern Conference Finals as the Celtics with a big bounce back win 102-82 to tie the series at two games apiece. The Miami starters scored 18 combined points. The Heat started 0-13 from the field. It was a rough outing for the Heat offense, especially when Robert Williams was out there. He was back in this game. No Marcus Smart. Victor Oladipo led the Heat with 23 off the bench. The Celtics didn't play all that great either. They shot under 40% from the field and just 8 of 34 from 3. Tatum led with 31, 8, and 5. He got to the free throw line 16 times. The Celtics as a team were 32 of 38 from the stripe. Just insane. Game 5 back in Miami on Wednesday. It is a best of 3 to see who will come out of the East and go to the finals. Over to the NHL, the Lightning finish off the sweep of the Panthers with a 2-0 win at home. One of the best offenses in NHL history scores 3 goals in 4 games against the Lightning as the two-time reigning champs move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Incredible run for Tampa Bay to defend it. They've now won 6 playoff games in a row. Avalanche with a crazy run with 4 goals in the second as they take a 3-1 series lead over to the St. Louis Blues. Over to some news. Major League Baseball has suspended Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson for a game for, quote, inappropriate comments made to Tim Anderson on Saturday. Donaldson, who is also fined an undisclosed amount, is appealing the punishment. The MLB says, quote, there is no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed towards Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment. Donaldson, after the game Saturday, acknowledged calling Anderson Jackie, a nod to Jackie Robinson, who broke the MLB's color barrier in 1947. The Yankees third baseman apologized, saying he meant no disrespect, but Anderson, who was black, said Saturday that he was offended by Donaldson's comment, calling it disrespectful and unnecessary. White Sox manager Tony La Russa said on Saturday that he believed Donaldson's comment was quote-unquote racist. Donaldson, who is white, said the Jackie comment was in reference to a 2019 interview with Sports Illustrated, in which Anderson described himself as feeling like today's Jackie Robinson. Washington Commanders have spent $100 million on new land in Virginia for a possible stadium. The deal was completed late last week, but has not yet been filed with Prince William County, the site of the land. One source called it the team's preferred site for a new stadium, but other options remain open. There's a chance the franchise will buy another location that is about 23 miles from Washington, D.C., off of I-95 in Woodbridge, Virginia. It'd be about 80 miles from Richmond. The Minnesota Timberwolves hire executive Tim Connelly to a 5-year deal worth over $40 million that also includes ownership equity. The deal makes Connelly one of the NBA's highest compensated executives and transforms a T-Wolves franchise that has struggled to find stability in its leadership structure into one of the strongest in the league. Connelly has discussed the job extensively with minority owners Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez in the past week and met with majority owner Glenn Taylor on Saturday in Minnesota, and they finalized the terms of the deal on Monday. Only a handful of the top league executives have ownership equity as part of their deals. So congrats to Connelly. He's obviously coming over from Denver. He is the guy who drafted Nikola Jokic. New England Patriots teammates see a new and improved Mac Jones as the quarterback enters the second season with the team. Quote, he's in the best shape of his life. He looks really good. His stomach is gone, said receiver Kendrick Bourne on Monday. Mac said he just cleaned up his diet and said, quote, I've learned more this offseason than I probably ever had about nutrition, wellness, and sleep and all that stuff. Classic best shape of my life season. Always the best time in the NFL. We're going into training camp. It's the summer. Everybody feels really good about where their body is. Everybody's in the best shape of their life right now. I just had to throw in one of those stories. Let's go to the moment we're watching today. The Warriors and the Mavs. Dubs going for the sweep, 9 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. The Mavs haven't really come close to winning a game. Like, they've come close, but it's never really felt like they were going to take one from the Warriors. Can Luka pull off an upset at home and steal a game to at least not get swept? I don't know. This Warriors team looks primed for a big game. We'll see what the status of Otto Porter is tomorrow. Some NHL games, Hurricanes and the Rangers at home. Carolina up 2-1 in that series. That'll be at 7 p.m. And then the Oilers are also up 2-1 in their series. That one will be at 9:30. Going over to the WNBA games, got the Wings and the Sun at 7. The Dream and the Mystics at 7 as well. Fever in the Sky at 8. And then joining them are the Liberty taking on the Lynx at 8 as well. Let's go to the FanDuel Fast Break. We've got three lines for you guys tonight. I got the Warriors a +1 at -108 for the sweep. I love it. I think they're just going to get it done. Just no offense to the Mavs. I just don't think they're that good. The Oilers are a +210 as a 1.5 goal favorite, as are the Rangers, but they are a +215. So I would take both of those. I think the home teams will take it. On this day in sports history, back in 1992, the Indianapolis 500, Al Kyle Unser Jr. holds off Scott Goodyear to win by 0.04 seconds, the closest finish in Indy history. He was also the first second-generation driver to win the race. That's pretty cool. I've also been traveling to Indianapolis a lot, so that felt very relevant to me. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTheNin. If you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.